Now he goes to pick up Count Wiramores, whom he is to meet at exactly the place where he saw the three red drops in the snow. And on the way, he stops off at Trevirsent, the hermit. And what does Trevirsent say when he hears the news that he has achieved the Grail Castle? He says, "This is a miracle you have worked. Through your own will, you have caused the Trinity to change its mind, to change its rules. Just again, as through hate you invoke God's hate, through love, God's love, through your own integrity, you invoke your destiny, which is a destiny that never existed before." On the way back with Count Wiramores to the Grail Castle, they stop off at Siguna's hermitage. She is kneeling over the coffin, and she is dead. This is a very poignant theme running through, and they lift the coffin, and there is her beloved, as fresh as ever, and she is laid beside him, and then they go back to the castle, and then the great procession of the Grail takes place, and a curious thing happens. Fairfiz can't see the Grail. All he can see are the eyes and beauty of the girl carrying it, with whom he is absolutely infatuated. And the court begins gradually to realize, Fairfiz can't see the Grail. There it is right in front of him, the Grail stone, which is abundant. People take from it any food they want, any wine they want. It's a food-giving, magical thing. It is related, actually, in Wolfram's thinking, to the Kaaba, the black stone of Islam. The legend of the stone of Islam is that it was carried down from heaven. It was white when it came down. It's a piece of a heavenly mansion. And the kissing sinful lips has turned it black, but it was originally white, but it was brought down from heaven by angels. Well, the Grail stone was brought down by what Wolfram calls the neutral angels. The neutral angels, those who in the battle between the good and bad angels at the time of the fall of Satan took neither side. This all fits that business of the in-between line, do you see? So, The Grail, as I say, gives forth abundant food, but here this strange Muslim doesn't see it. So word goes out to and around, and the message comes in. He can't see it because he hasn't been baptized. Well, I thought when I read this, good God, is Wolfram going to let us down? So what happens next is they tell him, you've got to be baptized. Well, he said, I don't care about seeing the Grail, but I want to marry that girl. Well, they said, you can't marry her unless you're baptized. So they bring in a baptismal font, which is empty of water, and an old priest comes in. And the old priest begins to tell him the doctrine of the Trinity. Very complicated doctrine to communicate to anybody. This is an old priest who has converted many heathens. And Fairfiz says, is that her God? And they say, yes. Well, he says, all right, that's my God. I renounce my gods and accept her God. This is the way, Wolfram telling us how people are converted. And so now we come to the actual baptism. What they do, and this is a very interesting moment, they tip the baptismal font in the direction of the Grail, and it becomes filled with water from the Grail. Now the Grail, is a name that is given to the philosopher's stone, lapis exilis, the rejected stone. And those of you who know Jung's writings on alchemy will recognize this immediately. And the water from that stone is the elixir water of the philosopher's transmuting power, the philosopher's stone's transmuting power. So that this is not an ordinary baptism, and this is a very interesting point. The forms of the Orthodox tradition are filled with water of a totally different tradition, esoteric tradition. And The baptism takes place, and now occurs something extremely interesting also. The date, please remember, is 1215 for this work. On the stone there appears a writing as soon as Theophis can see it. And the writing says, "If, through the grace of God, a knight of this temple should become the governor of an alien people, as Theophis was and was to be, let him not have anyone ask his name or race, and let him see to it that those people gain their rights." There's nothing like this in the history of political thinking up to this date. The idea of the colonial rule is there in the name of the people ruled. Well, Theophis does indeed marry the beautiful girl who carries the grail. Her name is Réponse de Joie. And they go to India. His own wife in India has meanwhile died. And their son, their little son, is Prester John.